Curtis.
Hey, this is Ben.
It is.
Hi, Ben. This is Ahmad speaking.
Hey, buddy. I just jumped out of a meeting. I thought it might be you. Your file's pre-approved for the $15,000. I just need to know what your location exact is, your lease, and I also need to know what does Zane Enterprises stand for, or Zane Innovations. Who is Zane?
That's my younger brother. So
okay, because that's
how
a question.
We got the name.
But is he involved in the business?
No, he's not.
Okay, because I just want to know who is Zane. Like, why was it named after him?
Yeah. Long story, but yeah, that's how the name came about. So,
but is he located close to the business, or you, or does he have any involvement in this business?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not even in this country.
Okay. Gotcha.
you said I'm pre-approved for 15, I think, last time talking about.
Well, because the credit score is under 700, so there's certain programs you can't qualify for as a startup. So if it's approved for 15,000, once I get the other quotes, I should probably give you another approval between 6,000 to 15,000. So you should probably see we can probably do a minimum of 21,000, a maximum of 30.
Yeah. So last time we talked, I actually provided you with the address, which was, as I said, Pleasanton.
I need the quotes. So I got the address, and I actually need the lease agreement to release their approval. But it's pre-approved, so once you get me the lease agreement, we send you documents.
Sorry, you're breaking out. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Once you send me the actual lease agreement, I'll send you documents that you can complete to order the equipment.
Oh, I see. So that the other one has to have a lease in place.
Say that again?
In order to go for the other approval, I need to have a lease agreement in place?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm working on that, and as soon as I have that, then I'll send it your way.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.